Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Dr. Harshit Jain, MD, the founder and CEO of DoCare, the first global network of physician-only platforms for programmatic marketing. And Dr. Jain, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric, for inviting me to this podcast.
And you're so very welcome. Our pleasure. Great to have you out. So tell us, how is DoCare supporting pharma marketers to garner greater ROI via non-personal promotion? Let's start things out with that today.
Traditionally, pharma marketers used to advertise on non-endemic networks to reach out to physicians and some select physician platforms. And I think, as it's obvious, when a physician is on non-endemic platform, he is not very receptive to the communication about a brand or a drug, right? So we need to communicate in more contextual environments where physician is thinking about patients, he's making drug choices, he is looking for alternatives to manage patients. Hence, as DoCare, we have created a network of physician-only platforms, which means the platforms which are only visited by physicians in their professional work environment. Platforms like the electronic health record platforms or telehealth platforms or medical journal platforms or medical association platforms. And if you think about it, these are the platforms where he spends his most time on in the professional duration, which is more than 8 hours. So we help brands communicate to the right audience at the right place at the right moment. And that's how brands get better response, hence better ROI.
And of course, who wouldn't want a greater ROI in that regard? Thanks for all the information and your response there. Now, is a greater adoption of digital marketing the future for pharmaceutical brands? What's your thought on that?
It's kind of a controversial question. And like everyone says, yeah, this is the future. But I think COVID taught us all, right? When these sales reps were grounded and there were no way for pharmaceutical brands to communicate to doctors, they had to depend on digital media. And for almost 3 to 6 months, they were only predominantly digital. But now, as things have begun to open up, not necessarily in the US, but in some markets, brands are going back to sales rep and digital, more of a hybrid model. But it is, the adoption has increased. The baseline have now changed, and which means there is a kind of a behavior change that has kind of come in the pharmaceutical marketeers. And so I believe digital is here to stay and definitely would be part of the future plans for all pharmaceutical brand marketing plans.
Now, Dr. Jain, also, if you would, touch on why are marketing messages via endemic and point-of-care platforms more impactful for brands to reach physicians?
So, as I was mentioning before, the point-of-care and endemic platforms are very contextual in nature. So, if I think as a physician, when I used to get a difficult case, I would go back and start reading some papers which have been published about that kind of a case, right? So I am on a medical journal. And when I am thinking about any patient, right, my day job is I spend a lot of time on EHR platforms. The same amount of time I see in seeing patients, I'm spending at least 50% of my time on entering his notes and giving his orders and writing prescriptions on my point of care platforms. And that's if, as a brand, I can get an opportunity to communicate at those platforms, it definitely would have much more impact, right? So again, going back to the same mantra of how can you communicate to the right person with the right message at the right moment.
Certainly do appreciate your thoughts in those regards. Today we're speaking with Dr. Harshit Jain, MD, the founder and CEO of DoCare, the first global network of physician-only platforms for programmatic marketing. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how does DoCare utilize AI or artificial intelligence to enhance pharma marketing campaigns? Get into some of those details. I'm sure we could learn a few things there.
AI is the kind of buzzword, the artificial intelligence. And from day one, we have been kind of struggling to answer this question that why does a physician prescribe what he prescribes? Like I being a physician myself, and I come from a family of physicians, I often ask this question to everyone. And interestingly, I don't have an answer yet. And that's what we are trying to study using data, that why does a physician prescribe what he prescribes? And we are seeing a lot of interesting trends in their prescribing behavior in terms of their affiliation to IDNs, institutions, or to a pharmaceutical brand affinity, etc. And the more we learn, we plan to use this data in our artificial intelligent algorithms to further improve the efficiency and effectiveness of brand campaigns. It's a million-dollar question, but we hope to be able to find an answer to this question in next few months.
Also, Dr. Jain, what's your vision for DoCare to advance the efficiency of healthcare professional marketing in the pharmaceutical sector?
Healthcare professional marketing has been running in kind of multiple silos, right? So sales rep, which was the predominant media, they go into the doctors, it works as one silo. Some non-personal promotion happens in another silo, and there are multiple silos under this bucket. Then there could be other multi-channel communication in terms of SMS push or emails, which is the third silo, apart from the events and conferences and seminars, etc., in which brands participate. Right? So we want to break the walls of these silos and bring it all together so that when a pharmaceutical brand marketeer wants to take a decision, he should be able to take intelligent decisions based on data. Data should guide him that if I put a dollar in this channel, how much ROI can I potentially expect? And that should guide his budgets and not the historical spends, which is the current basis for deciding on budgets for the following year. So with more data and breaking down these silos, we hope to be able to bring more efficiencies and effectiveness in the world of pharmaceutical marketing, focused exclusively around physicians. That is our razor sharp focus.
Dr. Jain, certainly a pleasure to have had you with us today, and are appreciative of what you're doing through DoCare, certainly a need in the space, and thanks for what you're doing there, the impact you're already having. Lastly, what is one thing pharma marketers can do to enhance their messages in digital platforms? Let's wrap things up with that question.
Yep, it's a journey that we are working with the pharmaceutical brands to help them travel from a digital aid to a digital ad, right? And it is simply said then done, because we know the default communication for any pharmaceutical brand is that detail aid, which now works in the digital media. So the one single message that I have is to watch out for three things when you are developing a message for digital platform. It is context, relevance, and content, right? So this essentially describes the headline, visual, and the call to action that you want a user to do, right? If we just keep track of these three things, we'll be able to develop better digital ads, which are right for this media.
Again, Dr. Jain, thanks for all the information and insights shared here today on the program. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on DoCare and how they could be in touch accordingly, where's the best place online to do so?
So just log on to www.docere.com, spelled as D-O-C-E-R-E-E. I repeat, www.docere.com.
And of course, as always, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Dr. Jane, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much, Eric, for the invitation. Really nice talking to you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Harshit Jain, MD, the founder and CEO of DoCare, the first global network of physician-only platforms for programmatic marketing. And again, for all the details, visit docare.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.